The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Becker told the jury he was convinced women would come forward with salacious stories to sell because Trump was the most eligible bachelor and dated the most beautiful women. Becker started to detail one example, the story of former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claims to have had a year-long affair with Trump, which he denies. Becker said he immediately called Cohen. Finally, Becker testified he and Trump got on the phone. He said he told Trump to buy the rights to McDougal's story. Trump's response, I don't buy stories. Anytime you do anything like this, it always gets out. Ultimately, Becker's company paid Karen McDougal $150,000 for the rights to her story, but never published it, all to protect Trump. Becker's testimony resumes Thursday.
Yeah, none of that's a crime. I don't understand that report at all. And then Bill Clinton's wife called the woman a crazy slut, and nobody believed her. Yeah, not a crime either. Just the way they covered their situation with the president having affairs. It's just, what are we talking about here?
And why does that reporter keep calling the witness a pecker? That's just rude. And
man, when Stormy Daniels gets on the stand, if she doesn't at some point say, which pecker are we referring to? To get a laugh.
Zing!
Exactly. Zing! Zammo!
So I'm looking at the lawfare of now our politics that are accusing your opponent of something. Whether, you know, totally illegitimate or semi-legitimate or whatever. I look at the rampant, crazy, illegal immigration, the Marxists demonstrating on college campuses, all of it. When it all crumbles, I'm not going to say, oh, my God, how did it crumble? I'm going to say, well, of course it crumbled.
Mm-hmm.
It does not feel. And listen, I'm not prone to doomsaying or depressing people or anything like that. That's not the way I'm made, but I've been a part of companies, rock and roll bands, relationships,
marriages, me,
organizations, right? That every sign was there. Yes, this is crumbling. It's crumbling, and then it crumbles. I feel like American society is there. I will say this: it's been there many times before, quite a few times before, and we've salvaged it. On the other hand, we had a great, great deal more unity on the basics of what people believe about this country.
I think the base level agreement was just different than what we got going on now.
I think the diversity, which is our greatest strength, will be our undoing. We do not have unity. But anyway, I'm going to see if I can profit mightily, then buy an island and move there.
You know where our boss was for the last 2 weeks? We were wondering where our boss was for the last 2 weeks. Found out yesterday when I saw him in the hallway. He's been in China for 2 weeks. He's on vacation in China.
Wow.
And he said he's willing to come on the air and talk a little bit about it. But he was talking about how fantastic that place is. And we got into a conversation about the younger generation in this country is going to be perfectly willing to trade the not being, you know, scrutinized, followed, lack of freedom, all these different sorts of things, for the sort of comfortable life you get middle-class China. Clean, no crime, don't have to worry about anything. You're never going to be rich. You're going to live in a small place. They're going to tell you what to drive, but you got plenty of entertainment and you're safe.
Yeah, great.
It's going to work.
Yeah, there are signs that it might be about to collapse that I was going to get to later, as they have some serious, serious internal problems.
Well, right, but
I understand the appeal. It's the appeal of Satan. Satan is the great tempter.
But a lot of their collapse and the problems is that ridiculous one-child policy, which might have been the biggest mistake in the history of human organization. If you didn't do that, you could probably keep it going. People just to live kind of moderately okay lives, but no fear of getting fired or how am I going to make it or competition or anything like that.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought experiment. If they had not had the one-child policy, but I won't get stuck on that.
Control your soul's desire for freedom.
Exactly. Control your soul's desire for freedom.
Shut up, stupid soul.
So back to the Trump trial briefly. And I haven't read the text yet, but I'm sure there are plenty to say, Jack, the crime is not that. It's the filing of the FEC, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but the media is treating it like the Karen McDougal, and they killed the story, paying her $100,000. Who cares? And so the media treating like that, like it's just groundbreaking, awful, abhorrent, obviously illegal stuff. It's driving me nuts.
Oh, yeah. It's utterly irrelevant, and they're completely dishonest. And they know it. They're smart people. Aaron Katursky knows precisely what's going on.
So I'm reading Mark
Halperin. The reporter for ABC.
I'm reading Mark Halperin's analysis today of the trial so far, and he said, it isn't just Jonathan Turley, who's regularly on Fox, who thinks the Bragg case is weaker than the 7 worst tracks on the Tortured Poets Department, which is a funny line.
Wow, nice Taylor Swift reference.
Check out the essential reading New York Times op-ed piece by Boston University law professor Jed Handelsman, which I'm going to read from in just a second, who's gone from thinking the case is a legal embarrassment to thinking it's a historic mistake. Bad prosecutions make for bad politics. Those with Trump derangement syndrome don't seem to realize that Trump could still avoid a conviction, which might win him the election, but by all means, enjoy your daily surge of schadenfreude, which is exactly what's going on CNN and MSNBC. Acting like we finally got him. Isn't this fantastic? Smiles all around. Finally he's in a courtroom. Finally he's getting his comeuppance. Okay.
And they're delighted. It is schadenfreude because they're delighted that he is bored and angry and unable to campaign because of an abuse of the legal system, which is just, I mean, that is unprecedented and scary. Because it will go both ways. It has to go both ways. That's just the law of the jungle. If one side uses a weapon, the other side will use that weapon.
And if I'm a Democrat, I'm furious that this is the case and getting all this attention. How about we didn't do this and we focused on the classified documents or his role in January 6th? Something where he at least got some argument. This allows so many people to say, including me, it's just you're just trying to get him for anything. It's just politics.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this law professor for Boston University, who in no way is a Trump supporter, the headline in his opinion guest essay printed in the New York Times today is, I thought the Bragg case against Trump was a legal embarrassment. Now I think it's a historic mistake. After listening to Monday's opening statement by prosecutors, I still think the Manhattan DA has made a historic mistake. Their vague allegation about a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election has me more concerned than ever about how their unprecedented use of state law and their persistent avoidance of specifying an election crime or a valid theory of fraud. And he goes through a recap of explaining what's going on right there. Looking at the case, well, but let me skip down to this. Instead of a theory of defrauding state regulators, Mr. Bragg has adopted a weak theory of election interference. And the justice described the case in his summary of it during the jury selection as an allegation of falsifying business records to conceal an agreement with others to unlawfully influence the 2016 election. As a reality check, it is legal for a candidate to pay for a non-disclosure agreement. Yeah, I don't know why this needs to be stated out loud in the New York Times, but it's not getting stated on the ABC Evening News when they do the story. It should be stated every single time. Hush money is unseemly, but it is legal. The election law scholar Richard Hasten rightly observed, calling it election interference actually cheapens the term and undermines the deadly serious charges in the real election interference cases.
I would agree completely. Trying to tamp down a scandal is not election fraud. That's campaigning. And boiled down to its essence, this case is Trump tried to keep a scandal quiet, and part of the way he did that was to make recompensating Michael Cohen look like legal fees, which is a violation of state laws. So he violated state law to perpetrate a different crime, which was federal election fraud, which consisted of not letting voters know that he shtupped the porn star, allegedly. I'm telling you, the word weak is not weak enough to describe that legal theory.
And so here's the final paragraph from this Boston University law professor who is no Trump fan in the New York Times. This case is still an embarrassment of prosecutorial ethics and apparent selective prosecution.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I wish the supposedly calling balls and strikes media would just hint at that a little bit, or at least throw in the caveat when you do the breathless, you know, the thing we heard from Aaron Kutursky, porn star, playmate, $100,000 affair. At least throw in, none of that's illegal, by the way. It's interesting, and maybe, you know, kind of fun to talk about, but none of that's illegal.
I would suggest that if you're waiting for the mainstream media to call balls and strikes, as you put it, you're also still waiting for St. Nicholas to penetrate your chimney, descend it, and distribute baubles to the young and old alike.
Do they know? Does Aaron Kutursky know that what he's talking about isn't a crime?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, he's a smart guy. Jack, are you ready for the snowfur? Will you embrace the snowfur? Are you a fan of the snowfur? Stay with us.
Is this one of those combined words things?
It's exactly that.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out what the words are. Okay.
Yes, I will give you a hint. The second half is loafer.
Oh, it's a shoe.
The snowfur. Stay with us. Speaking of Trump and the justice system, much more serious to my mind is the January 6th stuff, the insurrection stuff, and the question of presidential immunity that the Supreme Court is actually going to be hearing the oral arguments on tomorrow. We can have a preview of that later on. Putting the tangerine tornado aside, please, for the love of Thomas Jefferson, can we do that? The question of, if a president can be prosecuted for things he did while in office that may appear to have violated the law is an incredibly important question, and one that it's just, well, on one hand it's astonishing, on one hand it's not, that we haven't ever really considered until now.
Okay.
So we can talk about that.
I will slip on my snowfurs and prepare for all this upcoming information. To double up on the shoe segment, I'll be wearing my Caitlin Clark Nikes. The contract details are out. Is it misogyny? Stay tuned.
Or racism. Wait a minute. Racism. It could be racism, too.
Okay, stay tuned.
Misogyny, huh?
Armstrong and Getty.
You know, the biggest reason people don't invest is because it's too complicated. Crazy. You'd rather have the cash sitting in the bank, earning less money, than use it. So you're not saving or investing. You're losing money, month after month. It's depressing. If you're looking for an investment you don't have to check 10 times a day, Noble Gold Investments is your answer. Precious metals are simple, and Noble Gold Investments understands them. You'll get a dedicated American expert who will run you through your options and be your personal contact whenever you get in touch. No call centers. No hassle. Just simple, straightforward, and real. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com. And if that's not a reason to put your money somewhere else, we don't know what is.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries. and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, make the switch today. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/...
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone! Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like Rich Park in bodybuilding, that spent time with me and talked to me. What can you have to come up with?
I think it goes to Bruce. See, he's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy and whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films. You know, like Die Hard's a classic, and those things don't go away.
So that's Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about who should be on the action star Mount Rushmore. I always like that conversation just because I'm from South Dakota and went to Mount Rushmore every summer and think it's funny that because some Polish guy decided to carve four presidents in a mountain in the middle of nowhere, we now use that as the standard right. for anything.
Yeah, and there can only be four, and that's where the arguments ensue.
Right.
So are Sly Stallone and Arnold on the Mount Rushmore?
That's what I'm assuming, and then they're picking two others. Arnold certainly would, beyond a doubt. And then Sylvester Stallone, I guess, yeah, a couple of Rambos. And
oh, many Rambos. So many Rambos, yeah.
And then Clint is an action star. I'm not sure.
That's a bit of a stretch.
I think so, too.
Stop whining.
I don't know.
Hmm. And I don't care.
Right.
Are you ready for this?
Huh?
What?
Bronco Billy. We've got to remember that movie.
Do we have to remember that movie?
What was the fighting orangutan movie?
Any Which Way Blues.
Yeah, and then there was a sequel to it, right?
Any Which Way You Can.
Right. Yeah. Wow. You got quite the knowledge there, son.
I know my orangutan movies.
But are you ready for the snofer, Jack? It's not a sneaker. It's not a loafer. It's a snofer. New Balance has the 1906L coming out in August, but it's already been memed into oblivion. We'll post this so you can see pictures of it. It is a truly Frankensteinian bit of footwear. It's midway between a New Balance running shoe and a classic loafer.
Is it mostly the idea of having a snowshoe you can slip into? I don't know if it's our aging population or because we're so heavy now or we're just getting lazier, but shoes that you don't have to bend over for are very hot right now.
I don't know, but some comments, I can't wait to mow my lawn in these bad boys, read one comment on Instagram. Church at 9 and dunking on the kids in the gym at 11, read another.
Fantastic.
It is an unholy looking shoe. Anyway, it'll be at ArmstrongandGetty.com under Hot Links.
Speaking of dunking on the kids, maybe you will in the new Caitlin Clark Nikes when they come out. It looks like she's going to get an 8-year, $28 million deal. Most people were thinking it would be quite a bit larger than that. And, you know, claims of whatever, misogyny or unfairness or whatever. I'm surprised it's not more. One of your big-time sports reporter guys thought it would be more around the $80 million range than $28 million, because there's going to be a lot of girls across the country wearing Caitlin Clark shoes. And, I mean, because I see junior high and high school girls, they all wear some sort of tennis shoe, lots of high-top tennis shoes. So I'm just surprised it's not a bigger deal.
Yeah, it's complicated. It has to do with the incentives and the rest of it, and they could easily renew it in the future, and it could become much, much bigger.
Could she be the... Of course, most girls I see are wearing Jordans of some sort, if they're not wearing Chuck Taylors. I don't know how much did Chuck Taylor get back in...
Probably 150 bucks.
Right,
cash.
Right, 1918 for his shoe. That's clearly the most successful endorsement of a shoe in world history.
Yeah, I don't think he got squat.
Probably didn't get a thing.
$27!
Wow. Bernie Sanders, who probably wore Chuck Taylors in high school.
Right. Sneaker historian Bernie Sanders there.
One of the most surprising voices on the protesters from Democrats that I heard yesterday, among other things on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password.
Or you did any kind of a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
online at KCNR1460.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Let's do whatever you can to not work, not go to class, not do research, or otherwise f*** up the functioning of this despicable place until they meet our demand. You all are incredibly smart people who are so knowledgeable about things like post-colonialism and Marxism and other theories. It is time for you to get out of your libraries and labs and put your theories into action and stand with them.
Tell me about yourself, Jeffrey.
Well, not much to tell. I was one of the authors of the Port Huron Statement. The original Port Huron Statement.
Uh-huh.
Not the compromise second draft. And then you ever heard of the Seattle Seven?
Mm.
That was me. And six other guys.
So the cliche of the angry, important, history-making college radical lampooned there in the Big Lebowski. I love that. You ever hear of the Seattle Seven? That was me. With six other guys. On the other hand, that first clip was a teacher at Columbia. I love this comment from Noah Pollack. Conservatives have been warning for 50 years that universities were being taken over by Marxists, and now they're literally announcing through bullhorns on the quad that the university has been taken over by Marxists.
And why aren't you activating your Marxist beliefs?
And you're such smart people. You know so much about colonialism and Marxism and other theories, the critical theory garbage. It's all neo-Marxism. It's all meant to tear down the system and institute a communist utopia. Seriously.
So quite a bit of violence at these rallies. And as you've heard, the Jewish students at Columbia were told to stay home. I guess all the classes are online now. They're going to be hybrid the rest of the year. The rest of the year. You sent your kid to this Ivy League school and they're not even going to be in school because the school's not willing to tell the radicals to get off the lawn and so we can function as a university. That's crazy. But I thought this, I somehow missed this the other day. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Do you know that name? If you follow politics, you do. She used to be the leader of the DNC, and she is a really annoying lefty partisan on all the talk shows. Stood up for Hillary, blah, 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 person. Anyway, she tweeted this out over the weekend. Hamas and Iran want Jews to feel unsafe everywhere. Till now, they couldn't reach U.S. Jews. Thanks to pro-Hamas campus rioters and feckless administrators, threats to Jews grow. Incitement is not free speech. College leaders must stop enabling terror and keep Jewish students safe. She actually called the protesters pro-Hamas campus rioters as a lefty Democrat, because that's what they are. But often when you say it, you're yelled at for lumping in the extremes with the people who just care about the babies in Palestine who aren't getting formula.
No, the young protesters, that's not it. It's just an excuse. All of this is just an excuse to tear the system down. As James Lindsay put it, if you want to own something, you call it racist until you own it. Until everybody's so afraid to speak out, you bring your own people on board like the universities. You're a racist, you're the patriarchy, you're a misogynist, you're a homophobe, whatever. Until people are so terrified into silence. Now, true or false, the radical left owns the universities. Of course they do. They're completely in control. Because they got everybody to back off by making phony moral arguments. Got some great examples of that, if you want to hear them. But
here's one of my favorite tweets I came across from yesterday. The guy that is Iowa Hawk blog. Hey, remember like 5 years ago when colleges were building safe spaces full of fainting couches and trauma counselors in case a student saw somebody wearing a sombrero at a Halloween party? Good times. That's true. They had coloring books and puppies in rooms in case you saw somebody wearing blackface at a party so that you could go on with your life. And now they're chucking chairs and bottles at cops to stand up for Hamas.
Right. That's precisely what I'm talking about. That was all pretending. Now, they actually convinced a lot of kids to become that crazy. They taught them to be mentally ill. But the idea was any offense, no matter how tiny, was so devastating and hurtful. It was like felony assault. And so anybody with any decency thought, well, I don't want to commit a felony assault. I just won't say what these people are telling me not to say. That's specifically part of the strategy. To get you to shut up. Here's this guy who was suspended from Columbia 2 weeks ago. He's refusing to leave. And I love this because he's like, he shows all of his cards. He's been leading chants. He's still in his apartment, tweeting and leading protests on campus. He's emerged as a ringleader of student activists. His name, for what it's worth, is Aiden Parisi. Leading chants such as Columbia, we see you. You imprison children too. So wait a minute. The campus scary radical activist would be Hamas members with their keffiyehs and their masks and all. Now they're children? Okay. He's used his social media account to solicit supplies for his amazing comrades. Comrades, huh? That's funny. That nomenclature should sound familiar to those of us who are a bit older. Including blankets, tarps, and coffees. Yeah, a coffee. The university's afraid to boot him out of his apartment and boot him off campus. And then he writes on his Instagram, as I am writing this, I am sitting in my campus apartment, which Columbia University is attempting to illegally evict me from. Uh-oh. Even though he's been thrown out of the university. Leaving me housing, food, and health care insecure. Oh, whoa, now he's the victim again. Wait a minute.
So that's a thing. I spent a lot of my life housing, health care, and what was the other one?
Housing, food, and health care insecure.
Yeah, when I was poor, I was that way a lot.
So there, he's a victim again, and if you stand up to him, you're cruel and a brute, which again makes people think, well, I don't want to be crude and a brute, so we will resist institutional repression, just as the Palestinians have resisted occupation. We must remain steadfast in our commitment to university divestment and to a free Palestine. Que viva la Intifada. Inshallah, we will rise victorious. Oh, so he's an Islamist as well. How interesting. And then you have this unintentionally hilarious story. I absolutely love this. This is from Princeton. The Princeton Young Democratic Socialists of America released an open letter Monday condemning discriminatory materials in the French language program at Princeton University. You may have caught a whiff of this story. A grad student's teaching this French course, and part of his teaching is slideshows that ask questions and use French vocabulary. So anyway, but his position is jeopardized after he raised concerns. The socialists raised concerns that he was causing them anxiety and grief and pain. He had all these slides he used, starting with several silverback gorillas and an image of King Kong before presenting a picture of former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. Gorillas, then the Obamas, the open letter states. The letter was sent to the chairman of the French and Italian department as well as the dean of the graduate school and the dean of the faculty. A photo included in the open letter shows part of a slideshow from a course in which he uses gorillas described with such adjectives in French as grand, petite, blonde, and gentil. As the gorillas are described, there is a slide with a photo of the Obamas in question. Ils sont mariés? Are they married? Except that was taken completely out of context. Those are two completely different slideshows. This guy uses all sorts of slides to illustrate all sorts of different things to quiz you on vocabulary. And it was completely faked up. But then you get to, again, the terminology, the slogans, the language that these people used. The materials presented without clear educational value have deeply offended and caused discomfort among students. Well, blonde-headed gorillas certainly caused me discomfort in an odd way. I find myself attracted yet repulsed. That's from a letter from the Princeton Young Democratic Socialists. The student organization calls for the Department of French and Italian to, quote, acknowledge and resolve the damage done by the course materials. The letter's also been signed by student organizations such as the Princeton College Democrats, the Black Student Union, the Alliance of Jewish Progressives, the Princeton Progressive Publication, and Princeton Students for Prison Education, Abolition, and Reform, among others. Yeah, these are the people who want to abolish prisons. The open letter alleges the grad student brought the course materials, blah, blah, blah. It's absolutely on display now, their tools and how they use them. So this guy didn't do anything. Didn't do anything at all. His teaching is thoroughly defensible, and it sounds kind of fun, honestly. But they feign offense. They feign, what'd they say, serious anxiety and damage and the harm caused. They feign all of this stuff. They fake it until the university backs down. Then they own them. Don't fall for this crap.
So you got the intellectual leaders there, and I believe all that sort of stuff. I don't think a lot of the college kids in the quad know this stuff is going on. They just go along with whatever all the other cool people are doing because they want to be in with the cool crowd. Here's some of them being interviewed. This got played on Hannity last night.
What river? Okay. The expression is not anything bad.
No, there's an actual river and an actual sea.
Yeah, I'm aware.
No, but what river, what sea?
The river that literally is beside Israel and the Palestinian territory.
It's the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. Does Israel have a right to defend itself?
No one has a right to kill 30,000 people.
No one has a right to dismember babies and put them in ovens and kill them.
That never happened.
What is your solution?
Bomb Israel.
So I heard more of that this morning. That is apparently a widespread situation of the kids don't believe any of that Hamas stuff happened on October 7th. So that definitely helps your protesting if you don't believe that story, if you think that's a made up story that Hamas went into Israel and slaughtered all those people in such a brutal way. If you're not starting with the same even like basic facts on what's going on here, that helps explain a lot of it. I mean, it's a lot easier to be pro-Hamas if you're not coming at it from the same place I am of, you know, reading those accounts and seeing some of those videos. They don't believe any of that happened. So Hamas is just a liberation organization trying to help the Palestinians.
Yeah, this is an old story. It reminds me of some of the prominent journalists, American journalists in the middle part of the 20th century who went to the Soviet Union and came back and saying, there's no oppression going on. There are no gulags. There's no pogroms going on. It's an amazing system. It seems to be working beautifully. And people thought, wow, okay, so the ugly stuff we've heard about Soviet Union is false. It was 100% true. In fact, it was far worse than we'd heard. Just absolutely saying none of that's happening. That didn't happen. We didn't do that.
It
happens in history.
I've never chanted or marched for any cause. I don't know if that makes me a good person or a bad person, but I've never done that. But I certainly think if I was ever chanting something, I would at least wonder, what am I chanting? What does this mean? That's what's surprising to me.
That is a measure of how easy it is to radicalize young people who are desperate to become adults, desperate to have a purpose in life, desperate to be seen as important and cool and probably a little scary. People like being a little scary. And so you can convince them that this is the battle for you. Let me think of, yeah, okay, I'm in that battle. And they don't even bother learning what they're talking about.
So start
about.
Chanting from the
other
side of the
slogans. Yeah.
What does that mean? Don't worry about it.
What happens to the people living there?
Yeah, exactly. What is supposed to happen to them? This is going to be going on for quite some time. Is this getting worse? Has it peaked? Or is it on the retreat?
That's a complicated question because, unlike in the past, the radical Marxists have control of the universities. They own them now. And elementary schools and high schools to a large extent, too. And so they may well head fake But yeah, we're cracking down on this. But that's another time-worn technique of radicals.
Well, I think
when you got to lay low, you lay low.
I think it's peaked at Columbia, but it's growing nationwide. It's a whole bunch of other campuses that are on board now. Berkeley, of course. I'm surprised it took so long, and others. So I think it's growing, not shrinking. And we'll be talking about this for a while. Oh, sorry, I didn't give a big enough cue. Here's my big finger cueing you, Michael.
Yeah. Thank you, comrade. Armstrong and Getty.
Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and a freshly cleaned home, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at SimpliSafe Home Security.
The only home security system we use and recommend, because this system blankets your whole home in protection.
It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and a whole lot more.
Plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night.
It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, so you get fast emergency response when you need it most.
SimpliSafe professional monitoring agents can even help stop crime in real time.
And with no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try SimpliSafe risk-free.
SimpliSafe has given us and many of our listeners real peace of mind. You want to have it too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring.
Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. Remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The FDA said it has found fragments of the bird flu virus in some samples of pasteurized milk in the United States. This comes less than a month after an outbreak of bird flu was found in dairy cows in several states. The FDA says the commercial milk supply is safe, that pasteurization is likely to inactivate the virus, but that testing is still going on.
All right.
All I took from that report was that cows have colonialized the bird's flu. It's cultural appropriation. Huh?
I always love stories that are something kind of scary-ish sounding happened, but there's zero to be worried about. Okay, so why did you even bring it up, would be my question.
Yeah.
Saw this, thought it was kind of funny. I haven't been watching the NBA show that I love so much during the NBA season, especially the playoffs. It's really great with Charles Barkley and Shaq and everybody. It's hilarious. Last night they had Charles Barkley forced to work out surrounded by donuts.
Wow. Well, that's entertainment.
That's entertainment. I have a fat guy with an eating problem working out surrounded by boxes of donuts. That's pretty funny. I joined Next Door yesterday. I'd been encouraged too many times, and I never had been on it before. It's pretty hilarious. I suppose it's,
yes, it is.
I suppose it's roughly the same in every neighborhood everywhere in America. But lots of lost cats. I mean, just found slash lost cats. Tremendous number of those.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of. Does anybody know who drives the red car? Because it is speeding a lot.
One of my favorite ones was some poor woman whose ring was stuck on her finger, and she just couldn't get it off, and it was starting to hurt. And does anybody have any ideas? Because that's how I would solve the problem. I'd
certainly
go on Next Door and ask the question. Wait for replies from
a medical professional. What are you talking about, you idiot? I'm going to ask the internet.
There was a follow-up later in the day, though. They had her daughter had taken her to the fire department, and apparently they very quickly got the ring off of her finger. So. Thank
Snipper.
God all was well. And people selling just garbage. I mean, selling stuff. Nobody's. If you can get somebody to come pick it up and not charge you, you will be lucky.
Right.
And it's. Right. I understand how it's disappointing. You paid less furniture, especially. But you paid money for this. You would think it'd be worth something, but shockingly, it's not. It's not worth anything.
There's nothing worth less than used furniture.
Yeah.
It's shocking. Last time we moved, it was crazy. We gave it away or just brought it to the dump.
A lot of kids'
stuff.
A lot of kids' toys that you paid good money for are similar. Just,
yeah.
You can't believe that they're just not worth anything. But they aren't.
Mm.
That's disappointing. Next Door is pretty fun, though. It's a good way. You want to kill time? It's not doom scrolling. It's just, I don't know what it is, but it's funny. We need to revisit Joe Biden at some point when he used to talk about Charlottesville. I hope you'll stay tuned for that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for working capital to fuel your growth in 2024? At LendSeek, we help you reach your goals with fast, easy funding solutions tailored for all your business needs. At LendSeek.com, a simple, no-cost application gives you full access to nearly 100 lenders, and our high approval rates mean instant approvals for larger amounts and better terms. Whether your business needs funding for inventory, equipment, expansion, payroll, cash flow, or any other need, LendSeek provides revenue-based working capital programs from $20,000 to $1 million. And you'll love our one-on-one concierge service. service. If you've been in business for at least 1 year with an average monthly revenue of $20,000, you can receive business funding in as little as 24 hours with no collateral, no prepayment penalties, and no restrictions on how to use the funds, regardless of your personal credit score. There's no obligation and zero out-of-pocket costs. So apply today at LendSeek.com. That's LendSeek.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.